I approach fuse docks much differently than the way you do, in that I incorporate complete fuse docks into the notes in my mind map. One of the reasons that I do this is that I like to have what amounts to a complete application framework described in the mind map. In addition, what that lets me do using MindMapper as the tool is my FuseMinder tool, once I'm done with the mind map, the FuseMinder tool will create the framework in directories and fuse stubs files for me, and it will include the fuse docs that I put into the notes panel. Now, the latest version of FuseMinder has some really great features added to it for FuseBox 4 that I'm not responsible for. I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of things that have been added by other FuseBoxers that have picked up the tools and augmented them. And the latest version actually has the ability to note XFAs, for example, in the mind map. And FuseMinder will pick those up and plug them into a basic fuse doc. So you can do things the way you do them and just use short notes and not worry about that and let FuseMinder generate the basics of your fuse doc. Or you can do it the way I do it, which is kind of old school, and put the whole fuse doc in there and run out from there.
I like the way you do it. The reason that I don't do it is that it's just so much typing, and I rely so much on Sandy Clark's VT.
But there's cut and paste. You know, you can go into HomeSite, develop your fuse docs, and just paste them into the
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Joe.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I certainly don't write fuse docs from scratch with nothing but the simplistic editor in the mind mapper.
Yeah, but because I very much like the idea of what you're saying. You have a complete document that you have. That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. So what are fuse docs?
What are fuse docs?
All right, fuse docs are the idea behind fuse docs is that Steve Nelson and I used to argue about this all the time, because he thought this is just a mindless, you know, another one of Crazy Hal's ideas. And then one day he called me and he said, "Hal, I had a revelation." I said, "What is that?" And he said, "You're not documenting your code with fuse docs." I went, "I'm not." He said, "No.
There isn't any code to document yet."
He said, I said, "What am I doing, Steve?" He says, "You're coding your documentation." And that was brilliantly put. And I went, "You're exactly right. Fuse docs, the documentation that goes, not, you can use it really with anything, but it was meant to work with FuseBox, provides a sometimes called a program definition language. And what we can do with that program definition language is explain, before we ever write the code, everything that we write the documentation first. Now, this takes some practice to get good at. The first time I did it, I gave it to somebody else to do, and they sent it back to me, and they said, "Hey, Hal, I don't understand the fuse docs. They don't seem complete." And I looked at it, and I said, "Well, if you hadn't changed the fuse docs, they would have worked fine." They said, "I didn't touch the fuse docs." So I had to come up with the horrible realization that I was making some assumptions that I shouldn't make.
I sometimes think that rather than calling them fuse docs, we should have just called it great expectations. I've had the same experience, and they're fine when you do them for yourself, and you never realize how much you sort of fill in the blanks as you go. But when you hand them to someone else and expect something back, then that's a real education on the sort of the art and science of writing fuse docs.
Yeah, and I tell people this when I'm consulting with them. I say, when you write the fuse docs, you give them to the coders. If the coders don't understand it, do not have the coders fill in information. Don't have them return the fuse doc to you.
With
and the
questions.
Fuse, yeah. And say, like, "I don't understand what you're talking about," or "This isn't complete," or whatever. That's the only way to get better. Now, the fuse doc gets attached to one of those prototype pages.
Right. If it's a display,
exactly. There's obviously some that aren't going to be displays, like we're talking about the authorizing against the database and all that sort of thing. But what that allows, that you can now, when I'm all done with that process, when I've written the fuse docs, in my mind, the application's done.